good school hopping. It was always noted, you know, like in exam time, like, and that sort of thing. It always came out very well.
Yes. So you started school when you were what, four?
About three and a half.
Really?
Yes. But I remember the school concerts we used to have. We always had a concert, school concert at Christmas, like, and I can remember I had a mighty head of hair.
What colour was your hair when you
corn
were...
Corn coloured.
Yes, lovely.
And grandmother used to put it in plaits, like little tan. My head would be all covered in plaits, you see.
Yes.
Before this concert would
come
up, you see, we'd be at school in the morning,
yes,
and I'd be there with my plaits all in,
yes,
you see,
yes,
and the girls would be all going around counting to see how many plaits there were there.
Yes.
But,
and then, did you take them out in the evening?
So in the evening, yes. That,
so that your
yes.
hair was...
Oh, yes, yes, you'd all open the evening.
Yeah. Did you have rags in your hair?
No.
No.
Couldn't ever put rags in there.
No.
It was always plaits.
Right.
Yes.
Lovely.
A lot of girls did, you know, and lovely curls they had.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
But my grandmother couldn't put ringlets in.
So had waves instead. You had waves instead.
But, I don't know.
Your
memory's gone, I think.
No, of course it hasn't. Let me ask, tell me about the food, because was very interesting.
Well,
what you told us, you had to eat.
Yes. When we came home from school, there was always something warm for us. She used to make this pan stew, like, and with a leek. Oh, a bit of dripping in the pan, like, and potatoes sliced up,
yeah,
and a sliced leek.
Yes.
And then it would be cooking over there. It would be cooking for an hour or two, a couple of hours.
Yes.
I'd be sitting on the tongs on top of the fire over there. See, in my word, it was good.
Yes.
Lovely,
like
lovely flavour of it. I can't make anything like that. I've tried times, but...
But you've got a Raeburn, haven't
no,
you
no,
now?
No, it's not a Raeburn. I don't use that now.
No, but what did your grandmother have there?
Like an open fire, like. It was a boiler one side and the oven was the other.
Yes.
You see, and then it was... You see, the chimney is so wide there, it's... a man can get up in it easy.
Yes.
But it was level on the top, like, and she used to have it put a brick on the side and put the tongs across and put a pan sitting on it, you see.
Yes,
that's
yes,
how she used
I
to put
see.
It, so it
there
wasn't
was there,
down on the fire,
no,
you see.
No, so it cooked very slow.
Yes.
Now, there's nothing new, is there? Nothing
no.
with these slow cookers.
No.
But no chain... From
no,
the
no.
chimney.
No, not that I remember. There
no.
would be one time, like, because it would be an open chollach, as they say.
Yes, yes.
What's
a chollach?
Oh yes,
yes.
It would
be
that, because the chimney, you know, is like that.
But no sign of the hood.
No.
In the room.
No.
That would have been
not
above.
In my time. No.
No.
No. But grandfather he worked at the salt works, you see, and then
yes.
he went in on a Monday morning, walked in on a Monday morning and walked home on a Saturday, and he always brought the meat and a bit of brisket
yes.
and the marge and the tea and that sort of thing home with him.
Yes.
And he cooked the dinner on the Sunday, you see, he always cooked the dinner on the Sunday. Pot of broth.
Lovely. Yes.
Also pot of broth, cooked out in the garden in the summertime.
Ah, yes, I want to know some more about
yes.
that in a minute, but tell us about
yes.
Sunday.
Yes, on this crow, as they called it, a three-corner iron.
Yes.
That spikes in it, that's stuck on the ground, like, and he made his pot of broth, a big oval pot,
yes.
and there was always a couple of puddings boiled in it.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what the season was.
Yes.
Could be rhubarb or apple or blackberry or with the colour coming in the but good
well,
it was too.
There's nothing wasted.
These puddings, like, we'd be getting them fried, a slice of it fried during the week, you see.
Oh, right, yes. Well, they suet.
And sometimes it would be just what we called a plain suet pudding, just nothing in it, like.
No.
And sometimes it would be a sugar roly-poly.
Yes.
Or
spotted dick.
Yes. But the broth would be doing us a few days, you see.
Yes.
Then
push. Really, you had this big meal time
on
a Sunday. And then the rest of the week.
Yes.
Lovely. But he kept in work, your grandfather.
Oh, yes. He didn't give up till he was pension age, like.
No. You remember your little round table that you have in the kitchen now.
Yes.
Of course, we're especially interested to know how your grandmother used that.
Yes, well, she always did her baking outside in the summertime, like, on this crow too with the griddle on the top.
Yes.
And the table would be out in the garden, and she'd have a rolling pin and a dough and all the rest of it.
She actually made that outside, did she? She made the dough outside.
Yes.
Not just cooked it.
No. She done it outside and she rolled them out on the... Then we often had a, when she was baking, we often had a soda cake cut up and milk poured over it. A hot soda cake and milk poured over it.
Delicious.
And it was nice.
I can smell it now.
Yes, and we used to go, my brother and I, when we got a bit older, we used to go out the fields, out to the shore, to get sticks, you know, kindling off the beach.
Yes.
Like, and the sort of situation underneath the
griddle.
Yes.
What fuel did she use?
Coal, right. And gorse bones. She used a gorse bone.
Gorse bones,
as we call them, you know, the bones are.
Yes.
Gorse sticks, like.
Yes. Now, when were they collected, then?
Well, Grandfather sometimes, on a Saturday afternoon, he would go out the airs, like, sort of thing, and get a load. We would be going with him, and we'd have our bundle, too.
Yes, well, in a sack.
He used to make a bat, as they called it, like, put the sticks, rope round it, you see, and then carry it on his back.
Right. Yes. Didn't they hurt your hands?
No, not too bad.
And that was
a long way.
Yes. But that was extra kindling.
Yes. Oh, yes.
How did the coal come?
Carts from Ramsey. These stiff carts, as I was saying that's what the coal yards had in those days, you see. And they would be bringing a ton at a time, you see.
Right, yes.
And lovely coal it was, too.
And you'd buy it at the door.
Bright lumps.
Yes.
And it would, they used to, the lighthouse, like a boat would come in especially for them, you see. Firm and Ramsey, like, that used to cart the coal out to them.
Right.
Cart out to the lighthouse. Right. And my word, would be lovely seeing these big lumps of coal going down.
You said that she used that table outside.
Yes.
How did she use it in the house?
Oh, just sitting there.
But she used it for more or less the same thing.
Yes.
And was it covered?
No, she didn't have any cover on it.
No. It was just kept as it
was. Yes. So they didn't use covers on the tables in those days.
No.
They were scrubbed. Right. Scrubbed and scrubbed till they were quite nice. Yes.
And when you ate your food in the house, Did you eat it at the table?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Not at the round table. No. We had an oblong one, like there was a wooden settle, as we called it, along running along under the window, and then there was a table.
In front of
it. So we were, we were all sitting down.
You did, yes. And did grandfather, you children sat on the settle? Were there chairs for the grown-ups?
Oh, yes.
Yes, what sort of chairs were they?
Just ordinary wooden chairs, you know.
Yes.
Just ordinary kitchen chairs,
yes,
you know, like
yes.
the old-style kitchen chairs.
Right. And I'm trying to ask the question so that
yes.
I don't give you the answer.
Yes.
Did your grandfather have a special chair, or what did he sit in at the fires? Oh,
no,
nice.
He didn't really have a special chair.
No.
There was always a rocking chair. Like grandmother usually sat in the rocking chair.
Yes.
But,
like the rocking chair you have now?
No, not that style. No.
No.
One with the wooden rockers on, you know.
Right.
Like,
yes. Can you remember what it was like in the back?
Just bars.
Up and
wooden
down.
Bars. Up and down,
yes. And did she sit in it just like that?
Oh, yes, she
She didn't put a cloth over
No, she'd have a cushion on it, like.
Yes,
on
the
seat.
Yes.
But she had nothing on the back of
No. That was her chair.
Yes.
And did he have anything similar?
Well, there was another, like, wooden... a biggish wooden chair there, that would be his chair. Like solid
With a solid back.
Yes, solid chair, like.
Yes. And I'm so nosy, you know. I want you to tell me, if you can, remember how she did the washing up, or perhaps you did the washing up.
Well, it'd be a dish on the table.
Yes, now
on the round table.
Not on the oblong table.
No, round table.
Right.
Yes.
So you'd have to get your water water in.
Yeah, well, they used to get it from the well across the field there, you see.
Yes.
And there would be...
In buckets?
A crock. We'd have a crock inside, like, with the... the water in for drinking.
Yes. Now,
and then outside, as I said, the pinks. Now, I couldn't find the photograph I was looking for, but that's a very, very old one. And it's...
Oh, yes.
It's gone faded.
Yes.
But there's the things, each binks each side of the door, as we call them.
Yes.
Well, there would be... Oh, no, the water crock was outside, that's right. Water crock was outside on this one and had a wooden lid on the top.
Yes, what sort of shape was that? Like a...
The crock would be standing about that high, like...
Yes, about 2 foot.
Just crock shape.
Yes.
And then on this other side, there was a tub that used to gather the rainwater.
Oh, right,
And if it was, very heavy rain... She would have a dolly tub in the doorway, and there'd be buckets and all the rest.
Yes.
It'd be a job to get in and out and gather in the rain. That's different water to what we're getting now. She always gathered the water.
Yes.
When
there was no rain, you went over the fields
to get the water.
In
yes.
buckets.
Yes, in buckets.
Yes.
Yes.
Any idea how many buckets you'd use average day?
That's amazing. Yes.
More than you think.
Yes, yes. We'd be using, getting a lot of loads of a wash day.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you were thinking about the numbers of the buckets. No, don't worry. So, going back to the washing up, you washed up in the bowl on the table.
Yes.
And dried them.
Yes.
Then what did you do with the basin?
Pardon? Pardon?
What did you do with the crockery then? When you
there was a dresser, an open dresser in the kitchen.
Right.
You see, the dishes were put on there.
Yes. Yes. Now, was that built into the house?
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Dear, this is a trouble to you.
I put my hand in it, you see, thinking it would help me with it.
Oh.
This noise is terrible.
Do you want to take it out?
No, it's my head is not very good,
just,
really, because
the dresser wasn't fixed to the wall.
No. No.
And it had shelves.
Yes, cupboards below.
Cupboards. Yes.
And drawers.
Right.
And then the shelves.
Yes. And what went in the cupboards?
Oh, well, your food stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There was no pantry in this house.
No. Where I've got the... This used to be a passage, went right through from thing to the back, like.
Right.
And there was two cupboards at the back wall there, you see.
Yes, yes.
Well... then she must have had that opening made there in the kitchen, you see, and it shut off, you see, and it made a little kind of a pantry there,
right.
You see.
Yes.
And then when we got the gas cooker, like, we done away with those cupboards, you see.
Yes.
And
yes.
We put a window at the back then,
right.
You see,
so
with more light then.
Yes. What did she call that room?
Hmm?
What did she call the room where she cooked and?
Well, she done her cooking in the kitchen, you see.
Yes.
She used to keep the coal and the brushes and that sort of thing in this. It's not very big, you see.
No.
But that's.
What did she call this room?
Well, this was always called the parlour, although
yes.
It was a bedroom, like it was. Oh. It was a bedroom in those days.
Yes, that was her bedroom.
Yes. And the children were up above, like in the cock loft.
Yes.
Up steps, a ladder going up in the kitchen. You see,
right. What was in there then? That was your bedroom.
Pardon?
That was your bedroom.
No, we were never up there because addition was put to it before
Yes. So was the cock loft still there when you came?
It was, like, but the door had been shut up, like.
Yes.
Yes.
Where was the door? Here? In from the kitchen?
Just midway, like.
Yes.
Yes. Midway from the door there.
Yes.
But there was just a straight ladder going up the wall.
Yes.
Like, going into it.
Yes.
But, that other extension was on all my time, like,
yes.
I remember.
You've no idea when that was put on?
No, I haven't really. But, as I said before, the lady that lived round about, like, she remembered the other cottage going on fire.
Ah,
like,
yes.
And so the stone must have been taken off that and bitten this
yes.
built on, like.
Yes.
And it was always called the classroom. So it must have been holding meetings there, I think.
Yes,
see?
Yes, yes.
Then it was a division put in it, you see, and it made two rooms
yes,
there.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
So,
Can you tell me anything about the furniture that your grandmother had in here?
Oh, well, it was just the bed. And chest of drawers and washstand.
Yes.
Yes.
And there were no boxes or.
Well, she
would
have a chest, a wooden chest.
Yes.
And then the mirror, you know, they put it sitting on the chest of drawers.
Right, yes, I know. Yes. And was that polished wood? Can you remember?
Well, an awful lot of her wood was just plain wood, things that had been made by the joiner for her.
Really?
And everything was mahogany stained.
Yes.
Yes, she was always used mahogany stain.
Yes. Well, she put it on.
Yes.
Where did she get it from?
Well, it'd be coming from the painters in Ramsey.
Ah.
Criggles, the painter.
Yes. Did it come in a bottle or a tin?
Tin.
Yes. And what did she do? Paint it on?
Yes.
With a brush?
Yes. She was a great one for papering every year. Well, these old places you had to.
Yes.
Papering and painting.
Yes. But when you say the joiner made it, can you remember a joiner?
There used to be a joiner's shop up in the village there, you see, so
right. The
things would be getting made up there.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell me how that was done? Would she go up and say, I want a chest of drawers this big, or...
I have no idea.
No.
But they were plain wood-like and stained. Yes.
And would he come out to mend things?
Pardon?
Would the joiner come out to mend things?
Well, it's only up in the village, you see, so...
Oh.
He might have been making them up there, you see, that might have been what he was doing, you see,
yes. Making
the things and then selling them to people like
right.
that wanted them.
Right.
Yes.
But you can't remember
No.
Can you remember how many men there were working with the joiner?
No.
Because as a child it isn't something that you
take any notice of, is it? He went to America, you see. Either Canada or America, the joiner.
Oh, the joiner.
Yes.
Ah, well,
so,
what was his name?
Quark.
Yes.
Yes. And so he was... He must have gone... I would only be very, very tiny when he went.
Yes.
Yes.
So that left you with no joiner then?
I didn't know... No, I don't think so. I don't remember hearing of anybody else. That was...
So that must have been, 1910 or 12?
Yeah, something like that, yes. Or 12, something like that.
Yes. So she...
Well, he might have been gone before that. Could have been.
Yes,
he could have been.
But anyway, Grandma went round mahoganising everything.
She even did the pictures with us.
Oh, did she? Lovely.
She thought they got a bit shabby looking.
Lovely.
Oh, dear, there was one or two nice prints of... Switzerland and things like that, you know.
Yes.
And she daubed the blooming
mahogany. Oh, that's lovely.
Yes.
Can you tell me something about the tradesman who called? You say the coal came
to the door. Oil man would be coming, and the grocer and the baker.
Yes.
Baker would be coming about three times a week.
Yes. So grandmother didn't make her own bread?
No. I never remember her making bread. Only the soda bread and bonnet and things like that.
Yes.
Not baker's bread type of thing.
No.
But
And what did you do about vegetables then?
About
vegetables.
Well, you grew, majority of your vegetables,
you see.
We always grew potatoes and then carrots and things. Well, a turnip, you'd only go in a field and get a turnip,
right.
You see, in those days.
Yes.
They were going free. Not like today.
No. And you'd grow enough to last year through the winter.
Yes. Pretty well, anyway.
Yes. And did you grow green vegetables as well?
Oh, yes, cabbage and things like that.
Yes. Well, so who did that
leeks,
then?
Leeks, as long as you had a leek and that sort of thing, you were right.
Yes. So who did the gardening then? Because Grandfather was away in the week.
An uncle, like, that lived here too, is the entity behind,
Yes.
So he would be doing a bit.
Of course. Now, where did he work?
Well, he used to work on the farms. He was working different places now.
Yes.
But he was working over in Andreas, and then he was on the threshing mill.
Yes, and that moved around the area, didn't it? So there were actually five of you.
Pardon?
There were five of you living.
Yes, I don't remember any of the others here. You see, Grandmother had she had nine of her own, and she raised three grandchildren.
Good gracious.
The others were all out.
Yes.
Like, only Eddie, like, he was more like a brother. He was the youngest.
Yes.
The family, like, about 1926 or something. He married.
So
it would be about that, 1926, right.
So, can I ask you how about washing? Washing day for her, for grandmother?
She'd have her tubs. If it was fine, she would be outside, and if not, inside.
Yes.
And then she didn't have a mangle, she was to wring the clothes by hand.
Did she have a copper to boil them?
No, big pan.
On this outside fire?
If it was fine, like, outside, and if not, it would be on the fire over there.
Right.
But the, it used to be no clothesline. She never had a clothesline. All along that hedge over there would be all the washing.
Well, there weren't the lorries going up and down blowing the dust, were they?
If we got on a drying bush, as we say, a hawthorn bush, and it was east wind, well, it would be black, you see, and the thorn marks would be all black dots.
Why did you use hawthorn as a drying bush then?
Hmm?
Why did you use hawthorn?
Well, it was there, you see. And
there's no answer to that.
But the east wind, it leaves a dirt behind it, you see.
Oh, it's the wind.
Yes, east wind especially.
Really?
Yes. If you have east wind, you'll find your clothesline is black, or everything you touch is black.
Well,
he says he used to bring all the thing, smoke and all the rest of it over from across, you see.
Ah, there had to be a reason.
The factories on the hand there.
Yes. Of course.
The big tall chimneys, you see.
Yes.
But it always does that. It's and it's a dark, everything is very dark, like the sky and all is dark in the east wind.
Oh,
wow. Yes.
Oh, that is interesting.
And then the ironing, like those box iron she had, heaters in the fire.
Yes. And she'd do all that work in the kitchen.
Yes.
How did she dry in the wet weather and in the winter?
She had a maiden, a clothes horse, like, and things would be around that.
Yes. Hard work. What about washing for yourself? What about washing yourselves?
Wash down in a bath with a bath of water, like.
Did you have the bath every day?
No.
No.
Once a week.
Once a week.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And did you share it?
I can't remember that really.
I suppose we would
because
yes.
of the water.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And it would all be heated on this fire.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
So that fire was going summer and winter?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes. Yes.
And your loo was down the garden? Now, what did you call it? Your privy? What did you call it?
Closet.
Closet, yes.
Closet.
And that was
Earth closet.
Yes.
Yes.
Down the garden?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Things are easier, aren't they? I'm good.
Good rabbit, or, you know, fried and first of all, like, and
yes.
then
yes.
made into a kind of casserole type
oh,
of thing.
Oh, yes, lovely. Yeah. Was there anything else that you could find for free, as it were?
Yeah. Well, there'll be duck, maybe. Wild duck, perhaps.
Yes.
Not very many of them, really, but...
Would they be snared?
And?
Would they snare those?
No,
or shoot?
No, no, we'll be shooting those.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Yes. Yes. And no, they used to have your own pig, like.
Yes.
And then that would be getting killed and salted down.
Yes.
Kept in a barrel, and you had your stock of herring.
Yes. You
yes.
hadn't mentioned the herring.
Yes.
Yes.
Stock of herring.
Yes.
You see, so.
Where, did you buy those at one time of year?
Yes, the carts would come round from Peel,
yes.
usually.
Yes.
And
what time of year?
Before this, be August, I would think.
Yes.
Yes. And you'd have your stock, and he would have the salt as well, like to put it down.
Oh,
like,
right.
Yes.
So you. They brought them fresh,
yes.
but you salted
yes,
them.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
You'd have to gut all these herring and salt them
oh,
down.
Oh,
like,
yes.
yes.
Oh, that
yes.
was a job, wasn't
yes.
it? Oh. yes.
Yes.
How can you tell me how many, or how was it? Were they weighed by the pound?
No,
or?
They went by a crown, I think. You know.
What's
crayon,
that?
A basket.
Yes.
Be standing about that high, like. Oh, maybe a couple of hundred herring, perhaps, in it, you know.
Yes.
Like
yes.
that.
Yeah. Any idea what you would have as a family? Any idea how much you would have as
well,
a family?
We'd have a crayon, probably, yes.
Yes, about 200.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. They used to come round, like, at times, and you might get 24 for a shilling or something like that, you
yes.
know.
Yes, yes.
But,
very
difficult.
Let me ask you about cradles. Because I guess there weren't any in this house.
I don't remember any cradles.
You don't?
No.
No.
No,
no
I don't
there
remember
wasn't.
Any. No.
I wondered if your grandmother kept...
No, I never remember a cradle.
No. So...
There was one. There was one, because I remember her saying, you know, that I would just lie all day, like...
Yes, yes.
Was never any bother,
no,
you see.
No, no.
But yes.
But you can't remember it.
No.
I'm going to ask you about the thatching again then.
Yeah.
If you can tell me about the thatching in your grandfather's time.
Well, it's just much the same, like as what only these four men like would be doing it like neighbours from round about.
Yes.
And
they would strip off the roof?
Hmm?
They would strip off the roof?
No. It was only getting fresh put on.
Yes.
Yes.
And they
yes.
would do that how often?
3 years.
Yes.
It was a great day. It was like a mill day.
Yes.
For grandmother, you see.
Yes.
Had to feed these men.
Yes.
See, and it was a great day. It was a great day for us too.
Yes. But they didn't bring the bent grass.
No.
You had to collect.
Yes.
And can you tell me how many bundles it was again to do this roof?
100. They used to reckon 100.
Yes.
To do it. Yes.
And a bundle was
about a good corn sheaf, like that size. Yes.
So you picked it, pulled it.
Yes.
And then it had to dry.
Yes, it dried for a week or two, you see, and the leaf rolled. But by the time you had the last of it pulled, the first lot, the leaf would be rolled on it.
Yes. And then they put rope on the top. They put a rope on the top.
Yes, cross ropes, and then put the length ropes on, and then the cross ropes, and then after that was on, they would weave the cross ropes, you see.
Right.
That was tightening it,
yes,
you see.
Yes, and how was the rope made?
Well, it was these hanks of kaya you bought, you see, and then...
You buy that?
At the merchants.
In
Ramsey.
Yes. And you used that as it was, did you?
It was twisted to make it tighter. To make the rope firmer.
Yes.
Because it was slack. It was kind of a slack twist,
you see.
So you twisted it to make it tighter.
And what did you use to do
with this thing called a whittler? It was a thing shaped like that, a bar cross, a long handle on it, you see. And the rope was attached to that end of it, and then, you see, the stick went round and the rope. Grandfather would make it into a ball, like.
Yes. But the men, the four men did that. That was part of the thatching, to put that rope on.
No, to put the rope on.
Yes.
They put the ropes on.
Yes. But your grandfather made the ropes.
Yes.
And then later on, when the house became yours and your husband did it,
yes,
you carried on.
Just the same. Yes.
Except that now it was wire.
Yes.
Did you do that? Did you take the wire on and off?
Oh yes. You had to measure your wire like and cut it with cutters and put it cross like.
Yes.
And my husband used to leave it so far apart, and then when it was all covered, he used to knit the wires together, you know, with a nail.
And
that kept it very, very firm.
Yes.
You see, you wouldn't have got a knife blade under the wires because it was so firm. That's the trouble now. It doesn't get done like that. You see, the fella only puts the wires over and they're together when he puts them over and he just ties them, you see. So when it beds down, it gets slack.
Yes.
See, very slack.
Yes.
So
yes.
It doesn't last as long. It slips then, you see, the thatch.
Yes.
See?
Yes. I ought also to ask you, because you've lived here these nearly 80 years?
80 years.
How many more houses were there round about that you can remember?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
houses.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
and with families, yes, in them.
Yes.
Yes. And what happened? Did
just, you see, if these places are left empty for any length of time, you see, they just go. You see, they don't last. They don't last.
No.
You see, not like a slate roof type of thing, you see.
What, the roof goes and the water gets into the walls.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm. Yeah. Why would the people have moved away?
Well, I don't know, really. Perhaps families sort of dispersed and...
Yes. It wasn't that they built a better house.
No, 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 no.
They just moved away.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Mm.
On the fire.
Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you used ghost sticks.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
But was that cut in the summer and used in the winter or something like that?
No, just as they ripened off, if the ghost bush ripened off, you see, you gather the sticks.
Yeah.
See?
So you could burn it any time of the year?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Do you know of anybody that ever grew it? Especially for fuel.
Oh, not,
no,
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 no, it's
especially.
Just common, I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah. Well, we'd heard of some people having sort of 6 acres on their farm to grow it for fuel and animal fodder. But but you don't think that's so?
No, I've never heard of that.
No. Did you see that, Ivana? Just
yeah.
You did see.
Well, she was put in it with her blind grandparents.
So we go back...
A long way.
That's marvellous, yes.
Mm.
Any idea of their name?
Cottier, I think.
You think they were
Cottiers? Yes, I think so.
Right.
They were connected with the Farrants, and...
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
They were connected with the Farrants.
Farrants.
The Farrant family.
Farrant.
And... they were going to build a house for these old people, you see.
Yes.
And they were put in here while the house was to be built, you see. But they died before it was done.
Ah.
So my grandmother was left here in Cottage.
And
she had a lifetime of it.
Yes.
And my brother and I were given our lifetime.
Yes.
So then
yes.
He died and... We just carried on, I guess.
Yes, of course.
But...